Okay, roles being taken. Judge Conklin.
Present.
Judge Gabe.
Here.
Judge Marginis.
Here.
Ms. Bartleson.
Here.
Mr. Finke.
Here.
Mr. Rule.
Here.
Mr. Planet.
And he informed us he will not be making today's meeting.
Mr. Landry. Mr. Landry?
This is Chad Finke. I think Sean is out today.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
Mr. Taylor.
Here.
And Mr. Yamasaki.
Good morning, here.
Good morning, thank you.
Judge Conklin,
right.
We do have a quorum.
Great. We have a quorum. We're ready to go. As Cottrell would remind us, but I'll remind us now, it's an open meeting. It's being recorded. Other folks can listen in, and hopefully they are, including if by chance the court that's going to be participating today. The first matter, item of business is a routine motion to approve the March 9th, 2021 minutes. I assume committee members have reviewed those and would invite a motion to approve those minutes.
Yamasaki moves approval. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Okay, Gabe seconds.
All right, moved and seconded that the minutes be approved. Is there any opposition to the motion to approve those minutes?
Judge Conklin, no opposition. This is Judge Marginis. I just wasn't present, so I have to abstain.
Great.
Bartleson,
thank you.
Abstains as well.
All right, Marginis and Bartleson abstain. I believe that still gives us plenty of folks for a quorum to approve the minutes. And hearing no objections, I'll deem those minutes approved, noting that the two abstentions for those purposes. And Cottrell, am I correct that we still have a quorum given those abstentions?
Yes, that is correct.
Great. Okay. Also, while we are more than willing to accept and consider public comment, no public comment was received for today's meeting, at least by the time period for yesterday. Cottrell, am I correct in that?
Yes, that is also correct.
Great, thank you. Okay, so unless there's anything else, that will take us immediately to item one, which is, as this committee addresses routinely, the TCTF, Trial Court Trust Funds, held on behalf of requests. Today, we do have a request from the Sutter Superior Court. Is there any personnel from Sutter on this call today?
Good morning. This is Joe Azevedo, CFO for Sutter.
Good morning, Mr. Azevedo. Thanks so much for joining us. I think you've been through this process before, but these committee members are very responsible in reviewing materials, so I'm not trying to be disrespectful to you at all, but if there's anything you have to add other than that was in the materials, we're happy to consider that, but generally our practice is I'm just about to turn it over to the committee members to see if they have any questions for you, unless you wanted to make any opening comments.
No, I have no additional comments at this time.
Great, thanks so much. So the report notes the amended requests of $742,055 related to the technological enhancements and facility modifications, also to replace the information technology infrastructure. Considering the report that's been submitted, I'll now open it up to questions for Sutter, if there are any. All right, I've paused. I don't hear any questions. I don't want to cut anybody off, but hearing no questions, is there a motion to approve Sutter's report?
For approval.
Margin is second.
Moved and seconded that item number one, the request from Sutter, be approved. Any further discussion on the request? Hearing no further discussion, is there any opposition or abstention concerning this request? Paused. I hear no comments. So therefore, as the chair, I'm going to deem item one unanimously approved by this committee. It will then proceed to the Judicial Council on what I believe is their consent agenda. That takes us to item number two, children's waiting room funds from Solano Superior Court. Is there anybody from Solano on the line today?
I'm here. Brian's here. And Taylor, okay. I'm staying. On the vote.
But so you're going to, great, perfect. So, Brian, you as always, you're very appropriate. You're going to abstain from the vote, but also now be available for questions from any committee members concerning the children's waiting room request funds related to the pandemic or the time. This will enable the court to provide, as noted in the report, a safe and healthy children's waiting room setting. Any questions of Mr. Taylor concerning this request? And Oksana, I know you're present as well. I don't mean to be disrespectful. Anything you wanted to add on this?
I think information provided in the report is gives all the details that is needed for the subcommittee, but if there is any additional questions, please go ahead. We will be happy to address those.
Excellent. So are there any questions for Ms. Tuck or Mr. Taylor concerning this request? I hear none. Therefore, is there a motion to approve item number two, the Solano Superior Court Children's Waiting Room Request Funds?
Gabe approves. I'm sorry, Gabe. Moves.
Bartleson,
I'm ahead.
Moved by Gabe, seconded by Bartleson. Any additional comments or discussions? Any opposition to item number two? Hearing no opposition, let's once again, we'll show that Mr. Taylor has recused himself from voting, and therefore I'll deem the request unanimously approved, save for the abstention from Mr. Taylor. And have I missed anything, Cottrell? Does that take us to the end of our business?
That does.
Okay. I can only hope that the pickback meeting is as efficient. But we'll yes.
No doubt with
we'll
you as chair.
Appreciate that. We'll start that meeting at 10 o'clock. I look forward to seeing you all. Well, that'll be a Blue Jeans meeting, so hopefully we'll have a little more direct personal contact in about 23 minutes. So thanks again to all the members of the committee. Your preparation makes these meetings efficient and pleasant, and I really appreciate all your work. If there's nothing further, I'll deem the meeting adjourned, and we'll start back up at 10 o'clock. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The host has left the meeting. So at this time, the meeting will come to an end. Thank you, and goodbye.